Thank you, Cam. It's Bill Leff and it's Wendy Snyder. We're 312-981-7200. Kenny Rogerson, comedian Kenny Rogerson, is sitting right over there, everybody.
He is?
Yeah, you are.
Oh,
Kenny, you
I
are.
Am.
You're sitting right. Now, can I just want to refresh everybody's memory about you and the relationship we have with you. Back when I did stand-up comedy, you were one of my favorite comedians, a guy I loved to watch.
Now I'm not? Is that what you're saying?
You're not anymore, but back then, boy, was it fun to watch
you. Before I saw other comics, you were all right. You were just a bit of okay.
But the story I always tell about you is, when I would work with you, and it was at a club called Who's On First in Elmhurst.
Yep.
When I would work with you, you would go up on stage with a bottle of something, a full bottle of some alcoholic beverage.
Yes. That was always my favorite drink, alcohol.
Alcohol was your favorite of all the drinks. And about midway through your set, maybe 20 minutes in, 25 minutes in, that bottle was gone, and people in the audience would consistently buy you shots of other alcoholic beverages, and they were gone. By the time the show was over,
I was gone.
You and the drinks were all gone.
Oh, yeah. Those were the days. As a matter of fact, I just remember Denise Mix was the owner. Yeah. She just came in to see me last night out in Rosemont.
Really?
Yeah, we sat around. She's going to come out this
so
weekend.
Good.
How
yeah.
did you keep getting asked back? You must have been so funny, wasted.
You know, in those days, wasted was considered just good manners.
Yes. You're right. You're right.
Yes.
Think of it. You could go up on stage and go, I just did this, and they'd go, ah!
Right.
They'd cheer for you because you were drunk.
Right.
It's a different time.
But you have changed your evil ways.
I have
baby.
Changed my
dramatically.
Evil ways, for the most part,
yeah.
as far as you know. And what do you mean by evil? Yeah, no, drugs and alcohol are off the table now. But
they're done for you.
For how long?
Oh, golly, I don't even know. I did
it's
have a run-in
years.
With Xanax about a year ago. I finally had to get off that. I got it from a doctor for sleep. But no one tells you these things are viciously. I've never had a problem with pills, and I got totally hooked on them. And I ended up checking into a rehab because I went, I got to get off this stuff. But that was 2 years. So I've been off the other stuff for coming up on 13 or 14 years now.
Congratulations.
I forget.
That's
I don't look.
Huge.
You know what? It gets me in trouble to look like that.
Really?
I just got to go to today.
Yeah, that's yeah,
it.
Yeah.
But did you think back then that you could ever give it up? Because I have a lot of friends who don't drink anymore and thought, you know, there's no way. I'd rather die than give this up.
Yeah, I have friends who are still on that. I have a friend of mine who's 70 who still does all the old evil. And I go, God, you know, as Chris Rock says, you don't want to be the old guy at the end of the bar. You know, I wouldn't want to be that guy.
But back then, and you probably already know this because other guys probably told you this, we would watch you and we'd all say this. That guy is so good. Think about how good he would be if he wasn't drinking.
Boy, they were judging you. Do you realize that?
That's why I drank, because I was being judged by people like you, Bill. Yeah, thanks for that, Bill.
You're welcome.
25 years of being an addict, all because you had to judge me.
No, I get it.
Couldn't you just laugh like the others?
No. No, it was easier.
You're so mean-spirited.
It's easier to judge.
You know, now I feel like a drink. I haven't felt like a drink in so long. I'm 5 minutes on your show, and I'm ready. Who's got the Patron?
I apologize for that.
No, not at all.
But
here's the thing. I knew I was in trouble.
You did know.
I just knew I wasn't going to stop.
Did something? Was there one event or was it a series of events? Did something happen and you go, that's my last, I can't do it anymore. That's
It was just, I just was, I wasn't having any fun. Same thing with cigarettes. I was doing cocaine. I was drinking, but I wasn't having any fun, but I couldn't stop doing it. I go, what's the point of this? But when you can't stop doing it and you're not having fun, then you know you got a problem.
You know what's interesting about that? I used to gamble a lot, and that's the exact reason I stopped gambling is I realized one afternoon, I go, I remember when I enjoyed this, and
yeah.
I don't enjoy this anymore.
Yeah, I was up in a place in Santa Barbara with my managers playing like nickel poker. And I went, this is fun for about an hour now, but when you don't drink, an hour of gambling feels like an hour of gambling. I'm going, I've just put $100 in this stupid machine. You know, I used to be when I was drinking, I go, well, I'll turn this 100 into 1,000.
Yes.
And you win 1,000. You go, well, now I'm into the big money. I'm playing with their cash.
Yes.
I'll turn this into 10 grand. And you, and then suddenly your bank machine is laughing at you because you got nothing left in it. It's melted. Your card is melted.
You have now, in the last several years, not only doing clubs, but you're doing cruise ships.
Yes, I am.
So what is that a good thing for you, or how do you deal with that?
There are parts of it that are good.
Yeah.
You know, the traveling is just awful. You know, quite frankly, I'm tired of traveling.
I mean, even though you're going to exotic locations.
Yeah, but you don't go to the exotic locations.
And it's
locations.
Work.
But here's the thing. You get off a plane in Belize, and you go to the airport. You go to the ship and get on the ship, and then you leave. So you don't hang out in Belize.
Yeah.
I mean, Cozumel is a great town because there's a little place called Chalos that all the comics go to. So I run into people I haven't seen in 20 years.
Really?
You know? And I tell you, before we were talking earlier, I ran into Tim Cavanaugh, who's a friend of mine. Larry Reeb, you know, all the Chicago guys. So you run into those guys. But mostly, it's just you're in a beige, windowless room at the bottom of a ship. It's like a dorm room in a warehouse.
They give the comics the worst cabins on the entire cruise
on certain lines, which we cannot mention because I still need the job.
Okay,
but if you come to the show, I will. But not on
that's how you
not
close
on
the show.
Not on the that's how I open the show. I hit them right away. But yeah, they
doesn't seem right. I would think they'd accommodate you to do
some
that.
Some of the cruise lines do. A Royal Caribbean, I was on them. They were nicer, but some of them don't. You're just part of the crew, which is I lose weight, I work out a lot, and I get a lot of work done. I was just talking. Someone was just talking to Rick about John Caponeri. He goes, "Yeah, you have to write because there's nothing else to do."
Right.
When they don't let you gamble, which I don't care. Who wants to gamble on a ship? Mm-hmm. There's no. First of all, it's not from this country. There's no gaming commission.
Right.
At least in Vegas, they have to pay out like 94% of the time. Which, if you bet a dollar and they give you 10 cents, that's a payout. But it's something.
But on a cruise ship, one governs that. Yeah, so could never ever pay.
Here's
off,
my
ever.
Thing. How do you play roulette on a ship that's moving up and down? How does the wheel stay? How does the wheel stay even? I've always gone, why would you play roulette? It can't possibly be any good going up and down like that with a wheel. So, yeah.
Do you hang with the people at all that come to see your shows?
Not if I don't have to. Oh. Well, because here's the thing. They're very nice, and I have met some people. I met a guy who was from Scotland who taught quantum physics in Houston. And I said, I don't know anything about it, and I didn't understand it, but I go, take 5 minutes to explain string theory to me. Because it's going to take more than five minutes. Yeah, take 5 minutes, which he thought was funny. So it was fun talking with him and just asking him questions, probably stupid questions to him because he's got a brain like 10 times my size. That was fun.
It's refreshing to get normal questions once in a while, I'm
maybe.
Sure.
I guess. I hope so, because he wasn't going to get anything Stephen Hawking-like out of this brain. There's no Einstein in this brain.
Kenny Rogerson is here. He's at Zanies all this week. All the information is at zanies.com. Stay here. We've got more show planned for you. It's Bill and Wendy along with Kenny Rogerson on WGN.
Oprah.
I think it's Oprah, but it could be Oprah Wendy. She's publicizing a movie. You never know. Kenny Rogerson is here. He's performing.
Everyone's come down saying Kenny Rogers is here. Do you know that?
Kenny Rogers is not here. Gambler.
Gambler or
You are not Kenny Rogers, but you are obviously his son.
I am his son. That is correct. Kenny, I wanted to do my friend tried to get me a job opening for him in Vegas. Kenny Rogers and Kenny Rogerson. Would have been so cool.
You know, there was a comic that I worked with once in Florida, and his whole claim to fame was that he looked just like Kenny Rogers, and most of his act was about what it's like to get through life looking like Kenny Rogers.
Yeah.
That was his thing.
Well, I go back to when it was with the first edition, so I remember
he
was a rock and roller.
Early Kenny Rogers.
Oh, yeah, I'm old.
Yeah.
I'm old.
Yeah. What is the difference, and you would know this well because you did a lot of time doing stand-up here, but you also did a lot of time doing stand-up in Boston.
Right.
You've noticed this, I'm sure you have, that there's a complexion, there's a certain attitude that the comedy in various cities have. What do you think brings that on?
I don't know. Boston, they talk faster than here.
They do, don't
but the
they?
Comics, I had the luck of being on the ground floor of this comedy scene and the Boston comedy scene. So I got to hang out with all the guys that built this whole thing.
Yeah.
They built the Boston one. I think the attitude, there's not much difference between John Caponeri and a lot of guys in Boston. We all have the same attitude. I think they just talk faster in Boston. And it's just, they all have their own style, I think, is what the cool part about Chicago is. I mean, Reeb, Caponeri, Tim Cavanaugh, Ed Fiala, I could go on forever.
Yeah.
The same thing in Boston. All the guys have their own weird personalities.
Yeah.
You know?
And but then once you establish that, when you're doing comedy in a city and you establish that, and then you go on the road and you realize, boy, it's strange. Things that work in Chicago don't work in Dallas. And things that work sometimes, but not always.
Sometimes, but I think the attitude in Boston is a little... I think people in Chicago, I'm sorry, but they're much nicer than most parts of the country. I mean that sincerely. I remember being out for a run one time, Michigan Ave, and six people said good morning to me, and I thought, oh, that's the difference. It's a big city with small town manners.
Yeah.
In Boston, they say good morning, you're thinking, oh, what do you want? What does that mean? Is that code for, I have no money. That's what you say. Good morning, Tuesday. I have no money. I have nothing. So it's a little bit rougher town, I think, as far as surliness is Boston. A little more.
Yeah.
But Chicago's just a different, Midwest is a different attitude than East Coast, you know.
I'm sure.
The comics, I find comedy's the same wherever you go now, because we're all so connected to the internet and television.
Yeah, right.
You know, so nothing really is too different.
When I used to watch you work and judge you, you weren't very political.
No.
But now the climate is almost such that you almost have to address it, don't you? Or do you leave it alone? You leave it alone?
I don't, because you know what? There are people out there that do it way better than I'll ever do. I get too angry. I can't make it funny. because they just irritate me, all of them.
Yeah.
All of them irritate me.
Yeah.
You know, Washington is nothing more than just a slag heap of horror to me on both sides of the aisle. I don't have a love on either side of the aisle. I'll be honest with you. I don't trust any of them. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm more left than I'm more left center than I am to the right. But I can't. And there are people out there, like my friend Barry Crimmins just passed away. Yeah. He was good at it. Lewis Black is great at
great
it.
Great at it.
Yeah.
Nick DiPaolo, if you want to see somebody on the right, he's wrong, but he's wickedly funny, man. He's angry, but he makes me laugh. So, you know,
and that's
way.
All that matters to me, quite honestly.
Yeah, and I don't like I say. It's, first of all, it's way more work. You have to study that every day if you want to keep up with it. Yeah.
Right.
You know, I can talk. Golf hasn't changed in 100 years. I can still do 10 minutes on that. Death is the same. Drinking is the same. But political, you got to really stay on the ball and work at that.
Kenny, you know what's
far
strange?
Too lazy.
Two of the guys that are the best at it, in my opinion anyway, are Jon Stewart and Bill Maher. And when I used to do stand up with them, neither of them did hardly any political material at all.
Right.
Isn't that strange?
Yeah.
So as time went on,
everybody
they
starts out and finds their voice. You know, mine's always just been crazy stuff and whatever pops into my twisted brain.
Yeah.
Some of those guys are smart.
Yeah. Wendy, you found a movie reference with Kenny that I had no idea was in.
The Something About Mary.
You're in Something About Mary?
Well, yes, I had one line in that movie. Believe me, I fought for. I was in the. Do you remember when Ben Stiller picks up the Harlan Williams? He's the hitchhiker. He's
in the park?
When they stop to go to the bathroom and he falls.
Yes.
And you hear a guy go, hey, wait your turn.
Yes.
And then the lights come on and Ben Stiller's head is right at crotch level. I'm wearing red bikini underwear.
That's you.
That's me. I was about 30 pounds
that's
heavier.
That's fantastic.
Yes, yes. Then, by the way, pivotal scene in that film, it could not have continued if I had not carried them on to the next part
so
of the
true.
Movie.
Yeah, that's one, so true.
Someone said, what'd you get, like 10 grand for that? I go, I had to fly myself to Miami. And I got paid. I got $500 before taxes. And I get to Miami on my own.
But don't you think that's one of, in my opinion, one of the funniest movies of the last 25 years?
I read the script and I laughed out loud.
Yeah.
The scene with the dog where he's shocking the dog.
So funny.
I mean, I was reading that on the plane laughing out loud going, God, I wish I had a bigger part in this.
That's the Farrelly brothers?
Yeah.
That
was I did funny. One other movie with them. I did Fever Pitch. I played a scalper. I sell Drew Barrymore tickets near the end. It's a Red Sox Yankee thing.
Oh, with Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah. I was in that. I played the scalper. I sell her tickets outside Fenway Park. So I worked with Drew Barrymore, which was, you know.
That movie made a good point of showing sports fans, because there's a scene where they're both tremendous Boston Red Sox fans,
right.
And the Red Sox just lose a pivotal game, and then they run into some of the players in a restaurant, and those guys are having a good time. They've already forgotten the game, even though fans are angry.
Yeah.
And I think most sports fans can identify with that.
I don't understand it. Here's the thing. I root for the Red Sox. I only follow football now because I don't have time to keep up with all of this. Baseball's too long for me. And
slow.
But yeah.
It is.
I know. It's great at the park, but watching on TV, please shut up. You know what I used to love about Jack Brickhouse? When there was nothing to say, he didn't say anything.
Right.
You know, I don't care what you had for dinner, who made your shirt. Just shut up and call the game. But I don't get it. If they lose, they lose. You know? I mean, someone said to me, did you mind when the Patriots lost year? I go, no, they won the year before.
Yeah.
It's fascist. No one should win every year. That's just wrong. I go, so why am I? Let me tell you something. I'm on the cruise ship, but I have a bad show. Tom Brady never calls me.
Never.
So why should I be upset because he lost the Super Bowl? Oh, no. He only has 5 rings and a supermodel wife and $1 billion. Oh, I feel so bad that those. It's like baseball with the Yankees and the Red Sox. They go, yeah, they're 9 millionaires beat our 9 millionaires.
Yeah.
Today.
I know.
You know, that's all it means to me. And we won the pennant, and Johnny Damon was on the Yankees and won the World Series. Johnny Damon went to the Yankees the next season.
Right.
So, come on. Let's not get too excited about it.
I like baseball here. First of all, I like the White Sox, and second of all, because it makes me think summer's on their way.
Yeah, that's true.
So.
If the Cubs, when they won the first time, if they were playing the Red Sox, I'd have rooted for the Cubs.
Really?
Absolutely. This is my
because we had never experienced
that's
it.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
I'm with you on that.
I couldn't wait for the Cavaliers to win.
Yeah.
If they were playing the Celtics, I'd have rooted for the Cavaliers. I'm all about being fair and let everybody have a piece.
That's exactly why I didn't want the Cubs to win 2 in a row.
Oh,
they already got
right.
one. Time for the White Sox again.
When's the last time the White Sox won one?
2005.
Oh, that's right. So they
not that long.
That's not a drought.
Right.
No.
It's water
time.
Level's gone down in your pool, but it's not, you can
we'll
still
just
swim.
Pee in it and bring up the level a little bit.
Well, if White Sox fans are like they used to be,
what else?
Pool full of Strohs, anyone?
What else do you have coming up, Kenny, besides the Week at Zanies?
Week at Zanies, and then I'm back out on the ships.
Back on the road?
Yeah, I did a weekend. Yeah, I've just been traveling, doing back on the road.
But you're still liking it. It's still fun for you.
At times, yeah. It's more of a grind now because the traveling is more intense. And that used to be the fun part. When I drank, the days flew by.
Yeah, I can imagine.
They're a lot longer than I recall.
Yes, they are.
Has it always been light this long? Seriously.
24 hours a day?
I
what
used
are
to wake
crazy?
Up and an hour later it was dark. And I thought, how do they build all this stuff in only an hour a day? Like, what an industrious people we are.
So true. Kenny Rogerson, go see
Great
him
to
at
see
Zanies.
You
Rosemont want to go to tonight, and then I'll be downtown tomorrow night.
Right.
Busy.
And in town through Tuesday, though,
through
right?
Through Tuesday, yeah. Yep. Three tomorrow night. Downtown and Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Zanies.com has all your ticket information. And if people want to follow you on Twitter, it's your name. It's at Kenny Rogerson.
Sure, if you can find a Twitter. I don't know. I don't follow my own career. I don't know. I think I tweeted one time and someone replied wrong. I went, I'm not doing
it. I'm done.
Again.
I'm out of it.
Yeah, I'm not a social media guy. So
thank you, Kenny. Great
thank
to see you.
It's always fun to do the show, you guys.
Excellent.
You're the best.
You're very kind. All right, we'll take a quick break and then find out what Steve has next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.